No. Something else. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sasati Deve Gaurabhani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskaryare Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. I thought we would hear today about Mahaprasad. Because from it we can learn how to receive the mercy of Radharani and Krishna. Before honoring Jagannath Mahaprasadam, you can recite the following prayer from the Puranas, which is recited by many devotees in Puri. Nilachala nivasanya nityaya paramatmane balabhatra subhatrayam jagannathayate namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Lord Jagannath, who eternally resides in Nilachal, along with Balabhatra and Subhatra. Followers of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur often sing this bhajan from Gitavali before honoring Jagannath Mahaprasad. O brothers, one day in Nilachal Dham, Jagannath Puri, at the time of honoring Jagannath Prasad, Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya told all the devotees, "Today may you all become blessed by honoring the Kichari of Lord Jagannath in a pure state of mind." You must know that for 1 month I was taking the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath every day. And there's two types of Kichari, one is salty, one is sweet. Gauranga Mahaprabhu continued, "Lord Jagannath has given you varieties of extraordinary and wonderful prasad, such as kichari and pitapana, a type of cake and condensed milk preparations. Therefore take all of this prasad until you are filled up to the neck and with your mouth chant Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
In such a transcendental atmosphere, ignorance and sin cannot remain." Mahaprabhu concluded, "These food grain remnants of Lord Jagannath are worshipable even by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Upon the eating of it, Krishna Prema arises within the heart. All of you have obtained such a rare treasure. All glories, all glories, all glories to Lord Jagannath." Now, there are the following strict rules which the devoted local Brahmins of Puri observe when they take Mahaprasad. And I personally witnessed this year again when I came to the king of Puri, sat on the floor with him and ate Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. He finishes everything what is on his plate. He sits on the bare floor, and you know, it's really, you have to show the greatest of respect. So first of all, you must eat sitting on the floor without an asan or table to ensure that you are on a lower level than the Mahaprasad. The next is serve all prasad, even liquid dal with your right hand, without utensil. If an item is too hot to hold, you can serve it by covering your hand with a makeshift banana leaf glove. You know, you should be so respectful that you don't even use a spoon to get it out of the pot, sir.
Liquid dal.
Yeah. Then chant a special mantra before eating, which Mahanidhi Maharaj says they didn't tell me this mantra. When I asked my host, simply he said, yes, there's a mantra to chant before honoring Jagannath Mahaprasad, but it is not essential. When the Mahaprasad comes, just say Jai Jagannath and taste the nectar. We chant, wow, Gaurahari, this is a strong incense you used.
Should I open a little?
Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punya Vatam Rajam Vishvaso Naiva Jayate. A person whose past pious deeds are meager can never develop faith in Sri Krishna's Mahaprasad, Govinda himself, Krishna's holy name, and the Vaishnavas. So if you have been very sinful, then you cannot develop faith in Krishna's Mahaprasad, Govinda, Krishna's holy name, and the Vaishnava. It's only if you have done something so in spiritual life can you see this. Fourth, to avoid an offense, you must happily accept and honor every preparation. However, if you are observing a special vrata, you can avoid some items. Yeah, you must accept everything. You just can't say, I like this, the other thing I don't like. Fifth, when washing the mouth, swish the water around and then swallow the first mouthful to prevent spitting out any particles of Mahaprasad. Very scientific. Sixth, the water from washing your hands and mouth should directly fall on the ground. It should not be put in a sink or bowl, lest some precious Mahaprasad passes offensively down the sink. Not. Seven, afterwards do not use a broom or a cloth to clean the floor. You should use your hand and a little water so you can feel and pick up any bits of Mahaprasad and immediately honor them. Then you can wash the floor in the regular way. The idea here is that the Krishna personally has come to Puri on the altar and you must respect what is from Krishna. Like I remember, I once, by mistake, had some rice had spilled, and then I stepped over it, and I felt immediately, oh God. And I paid my full obeisances to the rice corn, because it's Krishna. They say, though there are many people in Puri who have elephantitis. Do you know what that is? That's a leg which is very swollen. It looks like the leg of an elephant. And they say that's because they stepped with their feet on Mahaprasad. So... This is some words on Mahaprasad. It's amazing, huh? And now I want to read something else from you. One day in Puri, a Mali, this gardener's daughter, was singing shlokas from Gita Govinda while picking eggplant. He hearing the melodious voice of the girl, Jagannath Swami became attracted and left the temple. Jagannath was so enchanted that he followed her deep into the woods, completely oblivious to everything. Jagannath Swami was unaware that his clothes were getting cut to shreds by the brambles and thorn trees. Later, when the Pandas attended the Lord, they noticed his ruined garments and complained to the king. In a dream, Lord Jagannath related the whole story to the king. The next day, the king sent a palanquin to carry the gardener's daughter to the temple in a royal procession. The king appointed her as an official temple singer to sing Gita Govinda every night before Jagannath Swami slips into sleep. In addition, the king donated a home and some income property for her maintenance. To this day, her descendants still perform this service for the pleasure of Sri Jagannath. And this is the secret behind this extraordinary colorful cloth. It is a cloth in which the words of the Gita Govinda are woven. And Lord Jagannath keeps this cloth over his shoulders in the night. It's not the whole Gita Govinda, but around the rest of his body, the whole Gita Govinda is. And I will now touch this cloth to your heads, that hopefully everything will change for you. Hare Krishna. Wonderful, huh? It's Gita Govinda. It's come from Lord Jagannath. Good.
There is still a little of the Jagannath Mahaprasada.
Yes. Maybe we can eat it. Very respectful. Maybe you can close the thing up.